So listen, the man on the phone is the biggest selling singles artist of the 1980s in the UK. Shakin' Stevens, did you even imagine that all those years ago when you started out, that actually you're holding records and 40 years on you're still doing it?
I know. I have no intention of giving it up yet. There's a lot more to give. And, yeah, it's been a long road, but I've enjoyed it. We've had our ups and downs. I think that's part of the music business, really, isn't it, really?
It wouldn't be rock and roll otherwise, would it?
No. I mean, you've got to sleep in the van, you know, with like five guys and stuff like that, and, you know, wake up in the morning and go, ugh.
So, Lee, I mean, we'll talk about the new single and everything in a moment, but that this 19-disc complete anthology, Fire in the Blood, when you start on something like that, because you were very much involved in the collecting of all the pieces that go, did it kind of hit you just how much you've done?
It did, yeah, it really did do that. But it was very fun doing it. It was BMG that wanted to put this, it used to be called box sets, didn't it? But this is the book pack. And, we were all for it. So we got involved with the photographs, the styles and everything, worked as a team. And then kind of built up on the tracks that normally you would go in the studio and listen to the tracks, and if something needed a bit of a balance, a bit of a master or whatever, but we had to do it CDs down the line or on the line and listen to them that way. But we got through it, and as we went along, we were building up on it, really, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Was there anything in there where you suddenly thought, oh, hang on, I don't remember doing that? Was there any sort of little gems that you thought, but that's amazing?
Listening back, yeah, it was good to listen to the live tracks there. There's some that's better than others, but you have to go with the flow of the times and stuff like that with certain B-sides and that. But overall, I'm very, very, very pleased with it and very, 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 very proud. And crikey, you know, it's 266 tracks.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Which is amazing, really, isn't it? And there's a track record on there when I did an album with the track records. There's lots and lots and lots of goodies on there, which is perfect for Christmas. You know, if you're a follower, a fan, or whatever the term is used today, but it's great listening to it. I'm really, really proud of it.
Excellent. And then, of course, we've got this 3-CD, 2-LP definitive singles collection, which is all the singles you've ever done. I mean, I didn't realise you've done 5 Christmas songs. You could bring an album out of those on your own, couldn't you?
Yeah, I didn't realise that. Yeah, that is. I think the first one I did, I forget now. I think it was not in order, but I did The Best Christmas of Them All, Blue Christmas, I'll Be Home This Christmas, and but the one that really did the job was Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Of course. But when you had to sort of hone it down and choose, because on the CDs and on the LPs, it's a cut down version, isn't it? So there's cut down track listings. So when you went to when you were choosing singles to go onto the LP, how did you decide which ones didn't make the cut?
Well, I put Stories with on the vinyl, the double vinyl, things like how I recorded Green Door and how that came about. So there's Stories there, which are very, it's kind of interesting how I got to record the tracks on there. And the singles, the 45 singles and the CDs, whatever, is 54 tracks, and they are all on the 3 CDs. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, amazing. Are you one of these artists who's got an affection for those singles that made you famous? Because some people just they always say, "Oh, I get tired of singing them. Oh, I've had enough of those. I want to look at other stuff." Or do you take them for what they are, which is everybody loves them. Everybody loves to hear you sing them.
Well, you've got your favourites, I guess. You know, I mean, there's quite a few there that's good, and I quite like. I can't think now of which ones they are, because I've been doing quite a lot of interviews.
Of course you have.
But on the 26 double LP vinyl, yeah, there's things there that I spoke about. The Never was the first track that I did on the track records, the days of Jimi Hendrix and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, and how I became to record Green Door and that. So it's all there to read. How I come to do the tracks, record the tracks rather.
Fantastic, fantastic. And then suddenly, 2017, I was sitting in the radio studio. In came a new single from Shakin' Stevens, "Last Man Alive." I played it out live on air and thought, "Oh my goodness me!" That was like, wow. Suddenly he's back in a new style and kind of wild at heart. There is a new feel to Shakin' Stevens by the sound of it.
Yeah, I mean, Echoes of Our Times, it was the idea of that was family in Cornwall many years ago. So, and of course my grandmother was in the Salvation Army, so we kind of got a track together, for, a song together for that, and I'm very, very proud of Echoes of Our Times, and Now Listen was a mid kind of CD, but yeah, I'm very proud of that. In fact, the amount of listening to, it takes a while to go through all the tracks, by the way. but when you listen to them, overall, I would say I'm very pleased.
Excellent, excellent. Will we see you out on the road anymore? You know, when all this nonsense, the pandemic and everything is over, are you itching to get back out touring or back into the studio?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We've started on a kind of before the COVID came along, we started doing an album, tracks and stuff like that. So we got that cooking, but we had to stop because of the distancing and stuff like that. Sure. So basically, yes, I mean, of course I'm going to be out there, but not with the virus. But they do say they've got a magic potion to cure us all, but we'll have to wait and see and take the time. But I'm here to go out to perform and record. It's my life.
Well, we can't wait to see you back out and about, Shaky. Great music. Thank you for all the ones you've given us over the past 40 years. Keep them coming, basically.
Thank you, Neil. It's been great talking to you. It was really a pleasure.